Welcome, Noble viewers, to an episode of Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. Today, we're here in Massachusetts, and we're here to share with you some of our family favorites. So we've taken some of our ethnic food from our childhood and remade it to have a more compassionate flair.
On the first part of our show, we learn how to make spicy vegan Italian sausages using a special flavorful recipe with nutritious vital wheat gluten. We rolled our vegan sausage links and we put them in the oven to cook. Today we're going to make two accompanying dishes, Italian tomato salad and Grandma's German potato salad. We'll then grill up our cooked vegan sausages and serve up an irresistible meal.
Our next dish is going to be Oma's German potato salad. My mother is German and Oma is the name for grandmother. So this is an adaptation of her German potato salad recipe. So in our German potato salad recipe, we'll be using some nice red potatoes that I picked up at the farmer's market the other day, and these are organic. We'll have some chopped up dill pickles, some sweet Vidalia onion. Also from the farmer's market, we have some organic celery. Then we're going to be using imitation bacon bits, which are vegan, and it's a soy product, and it has a nice savory flavor. We'll be using a little bit of prepared Italian salad dressing, some Dijon mustard, and some Veganaise, which is an eggless mayonnaise product that is available in some grocery stores. Okay. So let's quarter up these potatoes into about 1-inch chunks. And while he's working on that, I'm going to work on mincing up our pickles. And we'll add the pickles later after the potatoes are all cooked. And the pickles really add a nice tangy flavor to this. You don't want to use the sweet pickles. You want to make sure you get the kosher dill pickles. You want to slice them up relatively thin and in small chunks. And that's one of the fun things about switching to a plant-based diet, is to think of creative ways to make old dishes. So we try to remake some of the familiar flavors that we're used to growing up with. And it's fun.
Need to get another cutting board.
That one's kind of too small. And this is our nice organic celery. Again, you want to slice this up thinly. How you doing there?
Very good.
Okay. And this is our sweet Vidalia onion. There's nothing like a nice, juicy, sweet Vidalia onion to add a nice savory flavor to summer salads. And I'm always so happy when I see them again in the market. And you can save the peels and the end parts from all the vegetables that you chop up and put them in a freezer bag and then make your own vegetable stock out of it. It's a good way to cut down on waste, and you'll get a nice flavorful vegetable stock. I think that's good.
That's
enough? Yeah, I think that looks like about 3 pounds. All right, so those are our chopped up ingredients. Okay, our last salad that we'll be making is an Italian tomato salad. Today we're going to use it as a side dish. So we have some wonderfully ripe red tomatoes that we also got at the farmer's market. some fresh basil that we picked from our garden, another Vidalia onion, a cucumber, some vegetable oil, some dried oregano, a little bit of salt, and a little bit of pepper. The first thing that you'll want to do is make sure that you really rinse the tomato and the cucumber well. And we have a special tomato knife that works really well in cutting up the tomatoes, or you'll want to have a nice sharp knife, because if your knives aren't very sharp trying to slice a tomato, you might actually cut yourself because the skin can sometimes be a little bit slippery. So let's get going cutting up these tomatoes. And while he's working on the tomatoes, I'll work on the cucumber, which I want to peel first. If you had an English cucumber, or sometimes referred to a European cucumber, you could use the peel because it's a very thin peel. But this is just a regular cucumber, so I'm going to take the peel off because sometimes the peel can be a little bit bitter tasting. And now I'm going to want to quarter up my cucumber slices. So slice it lengthwise, twice, and then kind of not quite a half inch slice. We don't want them too big. And we'll just throw that in the bowl with the tomatoes. And here's our fresh basil. And I want to take some leaves from this. We need about 2 tablespoons of fresh basil. If you were going to use dried basil, then you could just use 1 tablespoon. So I'm going to fold that up and start chopping that up. And the fresh basil really adds a wonderful aroma to this and a really rich flavor. So I try to use the fresh basil whenever I possibly can. And then we need 1 tablespoon of dried oregano. You want maybe about 1 cup of finely chopped up onion. And I like using the Vidalia onions as opposed to regular onions, because the Vidalia onions have a slightly sweet and much more milder flavor. Or you could even use a red onion if you'd like, and that would even add more color to the dish. And now I'm going to add about 1 teaspoon of salt. And you can just kind of measure that out in your hand. And then maybe about 1/4 teaspoon of black pepper. And now we'll just pour our vegetable oil over the top. And just mix it up gently, getting all the seasonings and the vegetables mixed up. And it'll make its own kind of dressing, because the salt will seep some of the moisture from the tomato and the cucumber. And once that's all mixed up, we'll just cover it up and we'll stick it in the refrigerator for a few hours. Okay. So now this is ready to go in the refrigerator. Okay, our potatoes have been cooked for about 10 minutes. You'll want to check them with a fork to make sure that they're tender, but you don't want them too mushy. And we've taken them out and drained them, and now we're going to add all of our ingredients together. So we have 1/4 cup of vegan bacon bits. We have our 1/2 cup of chopped pickles. 2 stalks of celery, about almost 1 cup of finely chopped Vidalia onions, and then we're going to start adding the wet ingredients. We're going to put in 2 tablespoons of Dijon mustard. I want to shake this up and make sure it's mixed up before I add it. 3/4 cup of prepared Italian salad dressing. And you'll want to make sure to read the label carefully on your Italian salad dressing to make sure it doesn't have any cheese in it. So we'll just pour that over the top. And then about 1/3 cup of Veganaise. We really like the Veganaise. Just a little bit more. And then about 1/2 teaspoon of salt. And 1/4 teaspoon of black pepper. So we'll just mix this all up. And this potato salad could be served warm or cold. And this is Oma's German potato salad. Now our sausages are fully cooked. They've been in the oven at 325 degrees for 50 minutes. And we can open them up and unroll, and there's a nice sausage in there. And you would want to let these cool off completely, and then you can wrap them up or put them in a container and freeze whatever portion that you're not going to use. But we're going to eat these today, so we're going to bring these out to the grill shortly and just finish them off a little bit with some nice grill marks. So now our sausages have been browned up a little bit on the grill. Thanks, hon.
You're welcome.
And we're ready to eat. So how we like to serve these is we have a nice whole wheat bun, and we have some sautéed onions and peppers as a condiment. So pick a sausage. And a little bit of potato salad. And lots of tomato salad. And there you go. So thank you. Would you like some ketchup on that too?
Yes, please.
Okay. There. Here you go.
Thank you.
So thank you, enlightened viewers, for watching and joining us today. And we'll hope that you'll join us again soon for an episode of Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. Thank you.
For more details, please visit www.SupremeMasterTV.com/VEG.